To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is drive time, isn't it, back in Houston?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Who is someone, though, that we are really not talking about that makes your life, you know what, on the other side of the ball?
Yeah, I would definitely say Kamari. I feel like everybody, you know, with Sting being who he is, you forget about the other corner on the other side who can do basically the same thing that Sting does. So I feel like, you know, Kamari definitely needs his flowers. He shows up every day. I mean, he's a dog as well. I don't know if y'all see him, but he be hitting his head with his hands a lot. I don't know if y'all be seeing that, but he's a little psycho. So he's definitely someone who I think should definitely be getting a little bit more praise. But I know, you know, he's going to continue to show it on Sundays.
That was Xavier Hutchinson on my girl Kay Adams' podcast earlier this week. Yes, she's my girl. Sorry, Maria. We've switched sports now, okay? Sean Bajani, B. Scott, Tyler Milner with you.
Oh, but Kay does the interviews with Kevin Durant, too, though. She does those kind of...
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, really cool Kevin Durant interviews. Yeah. They're real, I would say, cozy.
I didn't appreciate how much she was flirting with Kevin Durant last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Is it flirting, though, or is she just really feminine and really engaged?
I texted her about it and told her it made me uncomfortable and that she needed to calm down a little
Come
bit.
Come on, man. Get securing your manhood, man. I see you over there. You do your push-ups and everything and your manly work.
Well, you see, I am not...
You enough of a man, Sean Bajani?
I am not a future Hall of Famer.
That's true.
I am not 6'11", and I do not make 45% of my three-point attempts.
Oh, it would be so dope if you did, though. We get a run in tonight. Pass the ball to Bajani.
Yeah, man. I told Kay Adams, I was like, I'd be more than willing to take you to any barbecue restaurant you would like to go to next time you come to H-Town. I won't leave you hanging like KD apparently did last season or whenever it was. 713-572-46. Then if you want to be a part of the show, you can text and join the chat, YouTube, and Twitch as well. What Xavier Hutchinson said about Kamari Lassiter got me thinking about our discussion earlier about Jaxon Smith and Jigba. Do you anticipate Derek Stingley following him around like exclusively on Monday night, or will Kamari see some action on him? How do you anticipate that kind of going, and what's most necessary to you at this point in time on how to attack that from a defensive standpoint?
Yeah, I'm glad that you asked both questions, because one, I got a better answer for than the other. Like, I think what's most necessary is to have Derek Stingley, especially if Derek Stingley is healthy, right? And if he's not, I get putting him on one side and maybe saying, instead of shutting down this one guy, I'm going to try to shut down this side of the field or this area of the field. I get that. But if Stingley's good to go, I would prefer to see him follow Jaxon Smith and Jigba around. Now, I doubt that that's what's going to happen. If you're asking me what do I think is going to happen, I don't think that they're going to follow Jaxon Smith and Jigba around with Derek Stingley, because that's just not necessarily what he does, especially in the slot. Not to say that he can't do it or it's out of the question. I just don't think that that's the route that they're going to go. But this is the challenge that JSN presents, right? That he can line up all over the field and present all different types of matchup nightmares for the opposing defense. So how do they handle it? That's going to be a real interesting part of the chess match to watch, because I don't know exactly what they're going to do. If they'll do the thing that I want them to do, I doubt it. Or if they'll, you know, are they going to play more nickel? Are they going to play more base? I know that today, earlier, when the assembled media was talking to D'Amico Ryans, I think it was DJ Bieniemy of ESPN who tried to ask D'Amico Ryans about exactly that. How do you balance how much of your base defense versus your nickel defense you play against a team that runs a lot of 12 and 21 personnel and presents some of the challenges that Jaxon Smith-Njigba presents? And so I don't know,
yeah,
but I'll be interested to see it. I know that I would put Derek Stingley on their best guy.
I would, and JSN is their best guy.
Yeah.
And the reason why I ask is, you mentioned, you know, Stingley being a little banged up and stuff. So, like, having been at the forefront of my mind was, you know, like a third of the reason why I ask. The other two-thirds, I figured you'd say, hell yeah, he's going to follow him around. JSN's probably got 20 pounds on Kamari Lassiter. And I don't know how much that is necessarily going to factor in, because it does depend on how you choose to attack them defensively. But
and Kamari is a maniac. He is kind of a psycho.
Yeah. No, and
so and what I'm saying there is just that he's up for that matchup, if that be the case.
For sure, but 20 pounds is 20 pounds, okay? And for what they're going to be doing in the play action game, I would presume what they've done in large part their first six games, it's that second and third move, the ability to create separation. It's going to have to get physical at times. And JSN's a freaking beast, man. I think I'd way rather have the 6'1", you know, 200-pound, 205-pound, whatever Derek Stingley is these days, being able to, you know, kind of go mano-a-mano and body up, if necessary, a Jaxon Smith-Njigba all night long. We've been there, done that before with, you know, D'Amico Ryans not having Derek Stingley follow a bigger, stronger receiver around before. I don't want to go through that Amari Cooper experience again that we did a couple of years ago. This, to me, it's necessary. I don't think I'm putting too much emphasis on just how big this game is, but it's the matchups within this game that are huge for the Texans. They have to be able to put themselves in optimal position to win as many as they can.
It does feel like this is what you give a cornerback $90 million to do, right? Like, as much as I like Kamari Lassiter and what he brings to the table, and he brings a lot, to be sure. As much as I like what guys like Jalen Petrie are doing and what the defense is doing overall and how they're performing, as much as I like all of it, right, I much prefer the all-pro corner that you just paid $90 million to be the guy to go and match up with their best guy, mm-hmm, who just so happens to line up all over the field. And if it requires him to line up all over the field, then that's just what it requires him to do. Derek Stingley is that level of player. You paid him to be that level of player. He's shown you that he's that. And so go out there and do it. I hope that they do it. I'm not optimistic that they will. And so it is one of the things that worries me about the matchup is, okay, who is Jaxon Smith-Njigba going to find, or what matchup are they going to find to exploit? If they go zone, he'll be good at finding the soft spots in the zone.
Yeah.
You know, like, all of those things worry me. And what worries me least is the idea of Derek Stingley being matched up with him. And if he beats Derek Stingley, that's something that I feel like I can live with a little bit better, live with a little bit more so than if Stingley's not on him at all. If he's beating Kamari Lassiter, if he's beating, God forbid, Jalen Petrie, or if you're just giving him, you know, everything underneath and he's, mm-hmm, finding all the soft spots in the zone.
No, no.
If that's the way, whether it's big plays or death by a thousand cuts, if it's not against Derek Stingley, it's going to sting a little bit more if Jaxon Smith-Njigba is beating you.
Yeah. I don't know how much we should be worried about Stingley's injury situation right now, right? Because you heard him, he hurt that hip, yeah, what, against Jacksonville.
That was a few weeks ago.
He's played 90%+ of the defensive snaps the last 2 weeks, and he's had the bye week. So,
and he's played well. Like, he yeah, played well with the injury. Like, with the injury considered, he looked fine out there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this is something the Texans absolutely have to do, and I would fully anticipate them, attacking that Seahawks offense in that way, following JSN around, no matter what it takes. The question that Kay Adams asked, though, about like, hey, you know, what's one defensive player that we're not talking enough about? Kamari Lassiter was Xavier Hutchinson's answer. I started thinking about this, and, you know, shout out to Texan Jacob on Twitter, who had this earlier this morning on Will Anderson. Will Anderson, through 6 weeks, according to Next Gen Stats, is first with just about 21% of quarterback pressure rate, 15 quick pressures, which is all.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Also first, he's third fastest on the get off. He's got 26 total pressures, which is third in the NFL. And Texans Jacob says Will Anderson should be a top contender for defensive player of the year. I think that last part is something pretty easy for us to say because of like natural bias, right?
Yeah, being close to the situation.
But
I was thinking more all pro.
Yeah.
Know, like it, those are all pro numbers. Defensive player of the year is very difficult to win.
Defensive player of
the especially at his position.
How many did JJ win? Like
he won three.
Did he get three, and he probably could have gotten like five?
Yeah.
Like,
come on, JJ.
And his brothers won one, and he could have two or three.
100%.
However many Myles Garrett has, he could have double that amount.
But you took the words right out of my mouth. I thought all pro, that's what we're talking about. And for that matter, Danielle Hunter as well in that regard. But for Will Anderson to garner that level of, you know, attention, necessary attention, I think the respect is there, okay, but the necessary attention, do you think Danielle Hunter being on this defense, you know, kind of takes a little bit away from Will Anderson and getting that what it would require for him to win a defensive player of the year?
No, I think it's more so,
or does it help?
I think Danielle Hunter helps more than he hurts. I think what hurts or has hurt so far would be the offense and the team's overall slow start. Like, so they played on Monday Night Football, right? Mm-hmm. They've already done that against the Tampa Bay Bucks. They lost that game, and they just so happened the defense, I wouldn't say this was Will's fault, but the defense ended up being as good as they've been throughout the season. They ended up being a kind of a story of that game and not being able to come up with some big plays there against Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that more than anything, it's the overall team slow start. And like, if they're able to fight enough fire with fire, right? If they were 3-2 instead of 2-3, let's say they win that Jacksonville game, or if they win that Monday night game that I just referenced, they win one of those two games instead of losing them, they're on the other side of the 500 ledger. And in this wide range of mediocre football teams, they're considered to be on the higher end of that. I know you and Clint were making that case yesterday on the show that they're closer their tape and their quality of football based on the last couple of weeks is closer to the higher end than the lower end.
Yeah, yeah.
But if their record reflected that, I think that Will Anderson Jr. would probably get a lot more recognition in that way.
The sustainability factor is, you know, where I kind of land in that. You know, where when Clint was laying that out yesterday, I'd said, yeah, I totally agree with you in that the Texans are far closer to the team, essentially, to what we saw against the Ravens than what they were, you know, in their path to 0-3. I firmly believe that, and it the stats help support that feeling, and the sustainability factor in what we already knew coming into this season, you know, was going to, at the very least, help the Texans sustain, you know, maybe a rockier start for the Texans offense. Well, the defense, it's the number one scoring defense in the league. They're allowing 12.2 points per game, and they've played some pretty damn good teams. Like, Houston's earned this ranking after playing the Bucks. They're sixth in points per game. The Rams, about middle of the road, 16th. The Jags, same thing, 17th. But those teams are good. Those teams are 13-5. So the defense has, you know, had these types of performances and is getting after the quarterback, is stuffing the run outside of that Tampa Bay game, right? With some of the very best in the league, they're giving the offense a chance, which seems to maybe be coming around, at least doing what they're supposed to have done.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.